The Genesis and the World assignment is the second discussion that we'll be having on the weeks when we have the discussion, that is in weeks 2 and 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And the assignment is this, that because the class is an online class, we will make use of the resources and opportunities the internet presents for our learning. So twice during the quarter, each student is to provide a posting containing an object or item of some sort that comes from the internet, and then to annotate or comment on it. The objects are to be, say, a news item, a story of some sort, an image, a short video clip, these shouldn't be more than 3 or 4 minutes, a short musical clip, or some other artifact or object of interest that is relevant to the course. It's of interest to the course or relevance to the course. Your annotations, that is your commentaries, should not be more than, say, a paragraph. We don't want these to be too long. But in that annotation, explain why or how the item is relevant to you and to the course. The objective here is to think beyond the readings that we have. I have, as your professor, given us a way to start into the material and to think about it. But these are ways for you to think beyond those readings and to consider in what ways our study of Genesis leads us to understand in a different way the world in which we live. For example, how do our readings and discussions carry over into other parts of our lives? Maybe that's into other classes that you're taking. Maybe it carries over into your work in some way. Maybe there are lots of ways that this can go. How do they shape the way we live in the world? Does learning about Genesis have any impact on the world that we live in? How do they help us think through issues from alternative perspectives? Does what we are studying matter at all? Or does it have any practical application or applications? Now, these are due, like the Tell a Friend postings, no later than 11:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Sunday. And as with those Tell a Friend discussions, please be sure that the first line of your posting is the hashtag or the pound sign WK2 or WK3, whatever the week is, that's the number, because these discussions are going to get very long. And as we move through the course, those hashtags, if you're a Twitter user, you're familiar with these, those pound sign or hashtag WK2 or 3 will help us get to these new postings much more quickly. So as I say on the guideline page here, the goal is to expand our thinking and conversation by considering ways in which our studies help us think more or differently about the world in which we live. So you're trying to capture an object or artifact of an example of how what you are learning in the course operates on the ground. Now, a couple of definitions. What do I mean by an object or artifact? This is really anything you can find online that you consider to be relevant to the course. Again, a news story, a video clip of a news story, a sound clip, a movie clip, YouTube video, and so on. What do I mean by annotate or comment? I've said something about this, but basically it's just tell us how or why the object you selected extends your thinking, or you can think about the class conversation, how it does one or the other, or both, in some way. Now, I've given on the guideline page a bit more definition about a film clip or a news story, image or picture website, and also noted there that I have given an example or two, in this case, a YouTube clip from the Noah movie, and then a story, a news story that was published a few weeks ago on the New Republic site, and then I've annotated those. So these are just a couple of examples. I'm sure you'll be creative and come up with lots of interesting things that can be used online. But make sure that you post these Genesis in the World assignments by 11:45 on Sunday evening if you're one of the lead posters. That is, if you have signed up to provide this post on a particular week. Then everyone else will be able to log in after Sunday evening, read the two lead postings, provide a response to one of them, or alternatively, read the two lead postings in the Tell a Friend discussion and respond to one of those. Our discussion will be underway. And by Thursday, which is really in the rhythm of the course, the last day of the class for the week, by that time, by Thursday night at 11:45, then everyone will have responded, made at least one posting in each of the discussions, that is in the Tell a Friend discussion and in the Genesis in the World discussion.